You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Wesley, what is an event done for you and your business success?
I went to my first event about 3 months after I started, and what it did for me was I met people who were successful in the business, and I got a chance to talk to them one-on-one, and I realized at that moment that if they can do it, I can do it.
Nitza, from your perspective, why is attending live events important to one's future success?
First of all, you're just not going to know which event is going to be yours. So much happens within a live event with the training and the information and how it impacts us, whether it's just watching someone and how they conduct themselves, or hearing a speaker and something they say on the stage, or just a look that, you know, you get from a team member where you know, can really sense what's going on with them, and a shift happens. And all of a sudden, it might be something that you have heard or maybe seen and read many times over, but it finally clicks.
You're the main man. You're the guy who comes from the middle of nowhere, spends 47 hours in transportation just to show up because you know the importance of events. Events helps people really see what other people are doing so they know they can do it themselves.
I went to an event, and that changed my business. It changed my income. It changed my attitude.
The go-to source for major live event on-the-scene coverage, it's all right here on EPN, your entrepreneur information source for 2010.
You're listening to EPN.
Now, let's get a preview of Command N, now a part of EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This week on Command N, the biggest failures of 2009, auto-tuning the year, and hot gifts for the holidays. Welcome to episode 201 of Command N. I'm Amber.
I'm Will Pate.
And we are here on probably one of the coldest nights we've had so far this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little chilly, but we're warm thanks to Canada Goose. They have us outfitted properly, so we're able to withstand the elements. Now we're going to get right into it and talk about the tech headlines of the week. Our headlines this week are sponsored by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. Now is a perfect time to create a new website just as the new year comes in. And if you want to buy a domain name, you can get 10% off any order on GoDaddy.com if you enter the promo code COMM10. That's COMM10. COMM10. And when you make this purchase and use the code, you're supporting Command N. So thanks for that.
Our first headline this week is that Google just launched real-time results in search. Now this is really interesting because now when you search on Google, you're going to see results from sites like Twitter and Facebook and MySpace. So you can see that social networks and social media are really becoming a part of the mainstream web, and the real-time web is really becoming mainstream now.
Well, Google had lots of news this past week, and as everybody knows, Google owns YouTube. Mm-hmm. And YouTube has just this week launched a new site that they have developed. This site is called Vevo, and it's a place where you can go where you can watch music videos. There's also a bunch of record labels who are involved in getting the site up and running, because I think, as all of us know, YouTube is really the number one place where we're going to find music videos. So they decided to create a destination where that's all the place is about.
But you put on quite a show, really had me going, but now it's time to go.
Now here's a handy guide for just about everyone who's got a gadget. Gizmodo just released their guide to how cleaning gadgets. So it's all these tips and tricks on how to clean different things like your remote, TVs, all kinds of different surfaces. Very handy.
Ooh, that's a good one, because I know my gadgets get very dirty all the time, and mostly my son has my gadgets in his mouth.
That'll do it.
That happens a lot. Now, if you like Read Write Web, they've just released their top 10 list for the biggest web failures of 2009. On that list are some sites, including Google Wave, which is a service that really didn't get as much good feedback as I think they wanted it to. Also, they say the fact that Twitter didn't realize a way to monetize as quickly and innovate as quickly as they expected, that was another big failure. And finally, they say another failure of the web properties in 2009 is Spotify and the fact that it did not launch in the US. So you can take a look at that list. There are a few other things on it, and I think I'd have to agree with pretty much most of them.
So my last story this week is about the Apple App Store. Now, there was an Apple developer that had released over 1,000 games, and there was an iPhone blog that started looking into the reviews on some of these applications that were released. They found out that the company was cheating by gaming the review system, and as a result, 1,000 apps were removed instantly when the company found out about it.
Wow. Well, I have some positive news from Apple. This is from iTunes. They've just released their top downloads of 2009. See, I'm all about year-enders right now. I'm very excited.
It's wrap-up time. It's December.
It's wrap-up time. And they've also listed their top podcasts. And as for one of their top classic podcasts, Command N made it to the list once again, which is good news. We've been around since the beginning, and it's thanks to all of you fans out there who keep on watching us every week.
Hi, I'm Jeff MacArthur, and welcome to our Holiday Hot Stuff segment, where I'm going to take a look at five different products that I think would make good gifts this season. So the first one is the SendStation EarBuddy, which hopefully solves a problem that I see as our devices and whatnot get faster and faster. They can turn on faster, you can do things faster. But if you ever have to reach for those headphones, you're still going to spend a minute or two untangling them. So the SendStation EarBuddy is a very compact little carrying case for earbuds where you wind up the cable into a small case that's built to withstand 200 pounds of force, so it protects your headphones as well. It weighs less than an ounce. There's a detachable little key ring that, so you can clip it on to lots of different things. It's available in silver and orange or in all black, and it costs just $13, so it's a nice low-end gift. But be sure to check the Works With list at the bottom of the web page so that you know that your earbuds are going to fit the EarBuddy. Next, and at the opposite end of our price spectrum, the Sony PlayStation 3 Slim. This takes up two-thirds the space of the traditional PS3 gaming console. It's also quieter, more energy efficient. It's got 120 gig hard drive, full Blu-ray compatibility, and is bundled with a wireless DualShock controller. All for just $300. That's worth it for the Blu-ray and media capabilities alone for me, so you might want to check that out. Next up, we're looking at the Kodak ZI-8 Pocket Video Cam, which comes in around $180. This is a retractable USB arm like the flip camera, but it shoots true 1080p HD footage, whereas most of the other pocket cams shoot 720. It also records up to 10 hours of HD video onto SD cards, up to 32 gigs. And the ZI-8 can also shoot 5-megapixel still pics. It's got image stabilization for your video and a microphone jack that will help a lot in making your videos more professional. It's available in black, aqua, or raspberry. Next, the Joby Gorilla Torch. So it's got an ultra bright Cree LED light that will stick to anything through magnetic feet or the Gorilla Pod type flexible arms that hang off of it. So it can attach around most surfaces. It's great when you need some hands-free lighting, whether it's for car repair or reading or even a quick light for shooting video in darker settings. It's water resistant, it's got a dimmer switch, it's easily stowable. Lots of great things. The battery life from three AA batteries lasts 20 to 80 hours depending on how bright the light is set, so that will keep you going for a long time, and it rings in at $30. Finally, I've always liked InMotion's iPod iPhone speakers, and the InMotion Classic is the latest in a line of great products. So the Classic has a built-in FM radio, it's got an LCD display, a full-featured remote, and an auxiliary input for other audio devices aside from the iPod or the iPhone. While it doesn't have fantastic bass, which you just have to expect from any speaker this size, so you're not getting full bass system here, the sound is great, and the inclusion of a 5-hour rechargeable battery is a welcome touch as well. That retails for $150. So there's five great gift ideas for this season. Hopefully you find some of them useful, and certainly let us know in the comments if you've got any other great recommendations. That's all for this week. I'm Jeff MacArthur. Enjoy.
And now it's time for our web picks of the week. Will?
This week, my web pick is a video I found online, and it's all about transportation. And the video is like an animation, and it shows how transportation has improved over time and how technology is helping transportation improve.
Thanks to dedicated bus lanes and re-engineered passenger flow.
Love it. And Will, we have to say that you're a big fan of public transportation.
Absolutely.
It's good. Now, my web pick is something to kind of celebrate the end of 2009. It is a video that was done in the tune of Auto-Tune, the highlights of this past year.
We were simply doing the jobs we were trained to do. Thank you.
Left your children.
Hey, get out of here.
Are you doing?
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish.
Our next web pick is from a viewer. Nicholas posted a link on commandn.tv to a place where you can go and you can type in anything, and the site will actually sing what you're typing. So what it does is uses words from many different songs that are available. Have you seen this, Will?
Yeah, I've seen this.
It's annoying. Awesome. It's annoying and awesome at the same time, if that's possible.
I think it's great.
Yeah, we kind of like it, I have to admit. Now, if you have any web pics or want to shoot us a video, all you have to do is head on over to commandn.tv and post us a note in the comments. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you soon.
Experimental aircraft.
What are you doing?
Six-year-old boy.
It's not acceptable.
Tomato, tomato.
It's not acceptable.
For show. Why people hate you?
First headline this week is that Google rolled out.
Every time Bill looks at me, he's like, oh, damn. I don't know why you can't concentrate. It has to do with bendable ladies.
Please don't make this a blooper. I will be in so much trouble. You have no idea.
Who I really am. I just like
Kermit the Frog.
You're listening to EPN, the E Podcast Network.